My friend Sarah suffers from a chronic cough. She visited several doctors over a couple of months. They took enough x-rays to make her glow in the dark and enough blood tests to attract anemia, yet came up with no definitive diagnosis. The last word from her most recent doctor was, "If you're still coughing in May, give me a call." Well, Sarah's smart, but she doesn't know much about medicine. Like her parents' generation, she wants to have faith in her doctors and put herself in their hands. But at this point, she's heard so much varied, confusing, and even contradictory clinical jargon without abatement of her symptoms that she's beginning to doubt the value of Western medicine. In addition, Sarah's medical insurance has paid only part of some bills and none of others. The company informed her that the nearest specialist who would take her insurance was 100 miles away. Her drug insurance carrier declined without comment to pay for a drug a doctor insisted Sarah needed. In other words, Sarah had believed she was protected, but discovered what too many people learn when they get sick. They learn that first, our medical system is riddled with abysmal communication, fragmentation, and conflicts of interest. And second, the system we use to pay for it is an expensive, inefficient, an uncaring Rube Goldberg profit machine. It's astonishing that we continue to put up with this mess. I have relatives in Canada who perennially ask me, "What in the world is wrong with you people?" Maybe we'll eventually get health care right. But meanwhile, many experiments indicate that help is on the way. One of those is the patient advocate. We have a couple of them here in Western Nevada County. Nurse Melinda Ruckles and retired chiropractor Corbett Riley have teamed up to guide patients and their families through the kaleidoscopic maze of medicine and medical insurance. They both got into this field after having unpleasant experiences as patients, and they thought, well, if I'm in this profession myself and having such difficulty, how do non-medical people even survive? Melinda and Corbett offer help evaluating health concerns, reviewing medical histories, facilitating decision-making, finding appropriate practitioners, appealing insurance denials, and will even accompany patients to medical appointments. If you want to talk to them, you can find them by asking Google about patient advocacy in Grass Valley. Their services are new here, but there are a few hundred such specialists around the country, and the number is growing. Not a panacea yet, but a reasonable start. This has been Dr. Jeff Kane reminding you that it's genuine health care only when people matter.
Jeff Kane is a physician and writer in Nevada City, California. His latest book is Healing Healthcare: How Doctors and Patients Can Heal Our Sick System. That's our newscast for this evening. KVMR's evening news is produced by the staff and volunteers of Community Radio KVMR and airs Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 p.m. Special thanks today to Charlotte Peterson and Dr. Jeff King. If you've heard something on this newscast you'd like to hear again, you can go to our website at kvmr.org where you can download audio or listen on demand. Coming up next, we have this week's edition of The Sage Amongst Us, and at 7 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. For KVMR's news team, I'm Paul Emery. Have a good evening.